So on the line, we've got Cade, Ty, and Dane, known as New Law. Welcome to the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be
here. Thanks for having us.
Now, a couple of you in Calgary, one of you is in Houston. What's going on in Houston? What do we need to know?
Well, my fiance lives in Houston, so I spend as much time down here as the visa will allow me.
I thought you might be training with NASA or something.
No, I wish. That'd be sweet.
I was reading on your website that you guys kind of got started in 2015, but looking at the pictures, you guys look like you're in your teens. So did you start when you were 5 or 6? Like, how long you guys been doing this?
Yeah, so 2015 is when we released our first EP. At that time, we would have been 13 years old, 17 years old, 19 years old.
Unbelievable. So
although we look like we're in our teens now, we're actually 22, 26, and 28. started in 2015 with the release of our first EP.
So where did you get started? What were you doing as youngsters?
Grew up playing music. Our parents kind of forced us into lessons. You know, when you have three people playing instruments in the same house, you just kind of end up learning the same songs and learning how to play together.
You've automatically got a band, right?
From there. Yeah, I guess so.
And what instruments did you start with? Were you playing stuff you wanted to play, or was it, look, you're learning the recorder, you're doing piano, and you're getting guitar?
Man, whoever gets the recorder, they're getting the short stick there. No, we all started actually on piano. And then Ty and I were the two oldest. We moved to guitar. And then naturally we were like, well, Dane, the youngest brother, we needed a drummer. And so he started on drums and we started playing together a bit then. And now Dane plays it all sort of. He taught himself guitar. But we're all multi-instrument.
My gosh, are you still pinching yourself about the nomination, or are you jacked up about the Alberta Country Music nomination? Because the awards are this weekend in Edmonton at the Edmonton Convention Center, and you're nominated for Horizon Group Duo of the Year.
Yeah, I think every year we kind of are pinching ourselves when we're lucky enough to be nominated. You know, it was fans' choice a few years back, and I believe actually Horizon Group another time as well. But every year we're always just so honored to be a part, and this year the nominations with us are incredible bands, so always kind of pinching ourselves, but excited for a great weekend in Edmonton.
Last summer you got to play Country Thunder. What's it like being in front of an audience that big?
It's pretty nerve-wracking, I think, to step out onto stage and just to, you know, look at just a massive sea of faces. Usually after the first or second song you kind of settle in, and If the people are into it, it makes it even easier to really settle in and play some music. But that's something that at least I'll never get used to, stepping out on stage in front of people. It's a high like no other.
Yeah, you don't want to get used to it, do you? You want it to be something special every single time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, here we are just a few months into 2024. What's the year looking like for you?
Yeah, so I actually got a quick story. I was out on the hockey rink last night, as a Canadian kid is. And I was actually just chatting with our producer. We're setting up a time to go to Nashville here next month to record some songs, which is exciting. We got some shows lined up, playing Ranchman's at the end of this month, March 29th and 30th, and then show throughout the summer. Stampede, of course, is always a busy time for some musicians as well. But writing, recording, and shows keeps us busy.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Hopping on the Windspeaker Radio Network, and I wish you all the best at the Alberta Country Music Awards this weekend. Cade, Ty, and Dane, they are New Law. Check them out online at newlawbrothers.com.
Really appreciate it, Sean. Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Thank you very much.